Listening number one.
Well, today's topic for debate is homeschooling. And the question we're asking is it better for us to educate our children at home rather than send them to school? What do you think, Tina?
Well, I was educated at an ordinary school, and I don't have any regrets. Personally, I feel the teachers did a really good job and that I have benefited from the experience.
What about you, Nick?
Well, I'm a bit like you, Tina. I went to a normal school and, fortunately, I had a great experience there. Mind you, I can see that being educated at home would be good for some children. There was a boy in my class who was bullied by some older boys, and I think he must look back at his school days and feel really bad. If he'd been educated at home, he'd probably feel quite differently. But in general, I don't think it is a good idea.
So, do you know of anyone who was homeschooled?
Yes. A girl on my course was taught at home by her mother.
Surely her mum can't know enough to teach her everything. She must have missed out on a lot of subjects.
Actually, she believes that she received a better education as a result.
Frankly, I'd be totally bored staying at home all day.
Well, according to my friend, they did lots of fun things like going out for walks and looking at nature and going to the theatre to see literature in action. I can see the benefits of that.
Yes, but what about the social aspect? Doesn't your friend feel she missed out on making new friends?
No, I don't think so. Apparently there's a network of parents who teach at home and they have clubs where their children meet and that's how they made friends.
Yes, but it's likely that those people will be very similar. I doubt that they met many people from different backgrounds and cultures, which in many schools it is possible to do. In my opinion, that's a disadvantage.
Yes, I think that's a good point. But unfortunately, schools do seem to be more overcrowded and less well-funded these days. And I can see the advantages of home education in terms of the quality of education. That's certainly the way my friend felt. Mind you, I do think she finds it hard to interact in large groups of people. And, interestingly, she doesn't have a great relationship with her parents these days. Perhaps she had enough of them as a child.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that my parents didn't educate me at home. Some of my best friends today were friends I met at school.
You will now hear the talk given once again.
Well, today's topic for debate is homeschooling. And the question we're asking is it better for us to educate our children at home rather than send them to school? What do you think, Tina?
Well, I was educated at an ordinary school, and I don't have any regrets. Personally, I feel the teachers did a really good job and that I have benefited from the experience.
What about you, Nick?
Well, I'm a bit like you, Tina. I went to a normal school and, fortunately, I had a great experience there. Mind you, I can see that being educated at home would be good for some children. There was a boy in my class who was bullied by some older boys, and I think he must look back at his school days and feel really bad. If he'd been educated at home, he'd probably feel quite differently. But in general, I don't think it is a good idea.
So, do you know of anyone who was homeschooled?
Yes. A girl on my course was taught at home by her mother.
Surely her mum can't know enough to teach her everything. She must have missed out on a lot of subjects.
Actually, she believes that she received a better education as a result.
Frankly, I'd be totally bored staying at home all day.
Well, according to my friend, they did lots of fun things like going out for walks and looking at nature and going to the theatre to see literature in action. I can see the benefits of that.
Yes, but what about the social aspect? Doesn't your friend feel she missed out on making new friends?
No, I don't think so. Apparently there's a network of parents who teach at home and they have clubs where their children meet and that's how they made friends.
Yes, but it's likely that those people will be very similar. I doubt that they met many people from different backgrounds and cultures, which in many schools it is possible to do. In my opinion, that's a disadvantage.
Yes, I think that's a good point. But unfortunately, schools do seem to be more overcrowded and less well-funded these days. And I can see the advantages of home education in terms of the quality of education. That's certainly the way my friend felt. Mind you, I do think she finds it hard to interact in large groups of people. And, interestingly, she doesn't have a great relationship with her parents these days. Perhaps she had enough of them as a child.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that my parents didn't educate me at home. Some of my best friends today were friends I met at school.
Listening number two.
Hi, Simon. How are you? How is your new car going?
Oh, don't ask me, Anna. It's a nightmare. I should never have bought it.
Why? What's wrong? I thought you'd got one of those fancy new models.
I did, but that's part of the problem. If I'd bought a second-hand car, I wouldn't have taken out this big bank loan I've got now.
Oh, so I suppose you've got big repayments to make.
Yes, and I can't sell the car until I've paid for it. But it's not only that. I had no idea running a car was going to be so expensive. Oh, I wish I'd thought about the other costs before I bought it.
It probably wouldn't be so bad if the price of petrol hadn't almost doubled last month.
Don't remind me. The petrol alone is costing me a fortune.
Lucky you've got that part-time job then.
That's just the thing. Nearly all of my wages are going on the car. If I'd waited a bit before buying the car, I'd have managed to save quite a bit by now. I might even have gone on that college trip last week. It sounded great.
Oh, dear. Can't you ask your dad to help you out?
No way. When my granddad left me some money, my dad didn't want me to spend it on a car. Oh, if only I'd listened to him, none of this would have happened. I wish he wasn't always right.
Well, maybe you should value his opinions more. You do seem to argue with him a lot. If you got on better with him, you might have listened to his suggestions.
The worst thing is, Dad wanted me to buy some shares with the money, and now they've gone up by 30%. I should have listened to him. If I'd taken his advice, I'd own a small fortune now instead of a big debt.
Oh, Simon, you poor thing. I wish I could help you, but I have even less money than you. At least you have a car.
Oh, don't say that. I wish I'd never bought the car. If it weren't for the car, I'd have no money worries now.
You will now hear the talk given once again.
Hi, Simon. How are you? How is your new car going?
Oh, don't ask me, Anna. It's a nightmare. I should never have bought it.
Why? What's wrong? I thought you'd got one of those fancy new models.
I did, but that's part of the problem. If I'd bought a second-hand car, I wouldn't have taken out this big bank loan I've got now.
Oh, so I suppose you've got big repayments to make.
Yes, and I can't sell the car until I've paid for it. But it's not only that. I had no idea running a car was going to be so expensive. Oh, I wish I'd thought about the other costs before I bought it.
It probably wouldn't be so bad if the price of petrol hadn't almost doubled last month.
Don't remind me. The petrol alone is costing me a fortune.
Lucky you've got that part-time job then.
That's just the thing. Nearly all of my wages are going on the car. If I'd waited a bit before buying the car, I'd have managed to save quite a bit by now. I might even have gone on that college trip last week. It sounded great.
Oh, dear. Can't you ask your dad to help you out?
No way. When my granddad left me some money, my dad didn't want me to spend it on a car. Oh, if only I'd listened to him, none of this would have happened. I wish he wasn't always right.
Well, maybe you should value his opinions more. You do seem to argue with him a lot. If you got on better with him, you might have listened to his suggestions.
The worst thing is, Dad wanted me to buy some shares with the money, and now they've gone up by 30%. I should have listened to him. If I'd taken his advice, I'd own a small fortune now instead of a big debt.
Oh, Simon, you poor thing. I wish I could help you, but I have even less money than you. At least you have a car.
Oh, don't say that. I wish I'd never bought the car. If it weren't for the car, I'd have no money worries now.